This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sweden is expected to officially join NATO in the coming days or weeks after Hungary finally gave its approval Monday, the last member to do so, Henry Ridgewell reports.
The final hurdle to Sweden's membership was cleared Monday as Hungarian lawmakers voted to ratify the bid more than 600 days after it was submitted. Hungary was the last of NATO's 31 members to ratify Sweden's application, which Sweden submitted jointly with Finland in May 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas that would pause hostilities and allow for remaining hostages to be released can take effect by early next week. Asked when he hoped such a deal could be finalized, Biden said Monday he hoped it could happen by next Monday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says combatants in places such as Congo, Gaza, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Sudan are turning a blind eye to international law. He made a plea for greater respect for human rights and peace around the world.
Our world is becoming less safe by the day. After decades of stable power relations, we are transitioning into an era of multipolarity.
Speaking as the UN's top human rights body opened its latest session, Guterres said on Monday attacks on human rights take many forms and reiterated his frequent calls for debt relief for some of the world's poorest countries and greater spending to fight climate change. This is VOA News. Poland's new foreign minister urged Warsaw's Western allies on Monday to step up aid to Ukraine in its war with Russia to ensure the conflict does not spill over the border elsewhere in Europe. The minister also again called on the Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, to allow a vote. Johnson has so far blocked passage of a bill that includes $60 billion in new funding for Ukraine. The editor of a Moscow weekly says he stands by the decision to devote its front page last week to the death of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, even though most of the print run was confiscated by Russian authorities. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The weekly, called Sobesednik, ran a front page photo of Navalny with the caption, "But there is hope," 4 days after his death. The issue contained a two-page spread with an obituary and coverage of vigils in his honor across Moscow. It was a striking contrast with most Russian state media, where Navalny's sudden death in an Arctic penal colony was either ignored or mentioned only briefly. Under President Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin has clamped down on press freedom. Most independent media outlets have been shuttered or forced into exile. All state media is directed to toe the government line.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Prosecutors in former U.S. President Donald Trump's New York hush money case ask a judge to impose a gag order. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Citing what they call Donald Trump's long history of making public and inflammatory remarks about people involved in his legal cases, the Manhattan DA's office has asked for a narrowly tailored gag order ahead of next month's trial. That order would bar Trump from making or directing others to make public statements about potential witnesses and jurors, as well as statements meant to interfere with or harass the court's staff, prosecution team, or their families. The request did not include District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin March 25th. I'm Shelley Adler.
A former FBI informant charged with lying about U.S. President Joe Biden and his son Hunter was denied bail by a judge Monday ahead of his trial. Alexander Smirnov was first arrested 2 weeks ago and indicted for fabricating claims that Hunter Biden demanded multi-million dollar bribes from Ukrainian firm Burisma, on whose board he was serving at the time, to protect it from an investigation when his father was vice president. Federal prosecutors argued Smirnov had a record of dishonesty and could not be trusted to return to court. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.